in the lunchtime edition. Emerald Parks and Phillip residents in shock over the death of a neighbor, a prison officer who was allegedly murdered by her husband, who then attempted to take his own life. The family of a missing woman fearing the worst more than a month after her disappearance and hoping someone is held accountable. About 40 DLP members reportedly signed a mass resignation letter, and government's new Advisory Council on Citizen Security has its first meeting at Ilara Court. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Are you renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
Residents at Emerald Park West, St. Philip, are in shock over the death of a neighbor, a female prison officer who was allegedly murdered by her husband. Police say they responded to the residents after receiving a report about 4:55 a.m. that a domestic dispute between a man and a woman was in progress and that a female was believed to be dead at the scene. The police responded, and on arrival were pointed to an area of a residence where the motionless body of a female was found. Police say a man is assisting with investigations into the matter. He was transported to the hospital for medical attention after attempting suicide. When Starcom Network News visited the scene, the family was too distraught to speak, but residents expressed their shock over the matter.
They seem to be nice people to me when they pass on morning. They may speak very nice and tiny man, like a normal person to me. I just in shock. Honestly, when I hear this morning, it was like, what? That's for real? So when they pass and country got, I was like, I can't believe that happened. But they seem to be very okay people to me. Don't mind people that's got the problems and think yes, but at the end of the day, everything seems to be was okay and everything yesterday was normal.
Well, this is certainly a shock for me because I live a stone's throw from the couple, and usually I'm familiar with the gentleman, and I've seen the wife, and they're very decent, very quiet individuals. So it was a shock to me this morning.
Residents of Emerald Park West, St. Philip. The family of a missing St. Philip woman is increasingly doubtful that she will be found alive and hope that someone will be held accountable for what they believe transpired. 40-year-old Stacey Ann Haynes of Bushy Park, St. Philip, was last seen leaving home on Tuesday, August 13th, around 7 p.m. The family has organized several search parties, but she was never found. Her brother, Dale Haynes, tells Starcom Network News he's convinced foul play was involved.
My view is that it could be for the worse, because this is all about mouth now that she has been missing. And I mean, Barbados is so small, and nobody can't find nobody in Barbados. You hear when people go missing today, you can't find them in all kinds of things. No, not in Barbados. This should never happen. Should never, never happen. Therefore, I say that somebody needs to be held accountable, or somebody needs to be held accountable. I believe that some folk there have been suspected and that somebody need to be held accountable.
He says it's now a matter of getting closure for the family.
The call officers is going to search all the relevant areas that we can find, but came out empty-handed on each and every time. Well, the family right now is still holding up. It's still being optimistic that closure will come to, some kind of closure will come, that we can recover the body and give her a decent funeral.
Dale Haynes, the brother of missing woman Stacey Ann Haynes, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Open the door to security for your biggest asset, your home. With an ICBL Easy Home policy, your investment is covered in the event of damages resulting from a hurricane, fire, theft, and more. Attractive rates and payment plans await. Call us today at 434-6000 or chat with a representative online at icbl.com about our homeowners policies and ask about cover for your contents too. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Well, several members of the opposition Democratic Labour Party, DLP, have reportedly drafted a mass resignation letter. One of them is longtime DLP member Unding Whitaker, who gathered at Queen's Park this morning with about a dozen other disaffected DLP colleagues.
What is happening this morning is a show of a mass resignation of a number of women who were affected by the action of the leadership of the Democratic Labour Party on Sunday the 25th. Some members were shut out, but others are standing in solidarity with those who were shut out of the auditorium. And this morning, we have gathered to say, basically, that we are leaving the Democratic Labour Party. As I've said in another space, it is with a heavy heart that we have come to this decision, because we have been around our party for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And therefore, it is not easy to make a decision in regards to our departure from it.
Unding Whitaker, government's new Advisory Council on Citizen Security is today having its first meeting at Ilara Court. Dennis DePizzi, the General Secretary of the Council of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAP, one of the people named as a member of the new commission, spoke to Starcom Network News as he was on his way to the meeting. He praised the initiative but says it's time for action, not talk.
The trade union movement, as you would appreciate, we have a vested interest in our society. We are a civil society organization, and we want to ensure whatever is done or can be done to ensure the interest of the country is secured and properly attended to. We are willing to be a part of that. It is necessary to take some action, and I'm saying action and not further deliberation, because we have had enough of that as far as I'm concerned, but to look and see what are the immediate strategies that can be implemented. And here's
CITUSAP's Dennis DePizzi. Government is appealing to businesses to invest in disaster preparedness as the country faces an active hurricane season and unpredictable weather. Speaking at the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the C&W Business Forum on Disaster Resilience and Recovery, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams highlighted the severe impact of Hurricane Beryl on the island.
One of the other ways that the Chamber might be of tremendous support is by assisting the DEO in their programs, maybe adopting DEOs in order to provide equipment and other technical resources in a post-impact scenario. I want the businesses to consider this. You don't have to put the resources behind the communities in the way that government does. But just by a business adopting a DEO to make sure that they have sufficient chainsaws, to make sure that people got boots and raincoats, to make sure that they have other provisions, some tarps, you can sponsor a DEO. It makes that response on the ground in the community way more effective, because government can't do it all. There's something called being a good corporate citizen. And I think if your bottom line shows a plus, then sometimes you can do a little bit to help out your communities and the country.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams, 9 people have been killed and dozens injured after the Israeli military said it carried out, quote, a targeted strike, unquote, on the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Reports that Israel was targeting Hezbollah's operations commander, Ibrahim Akil, who was killed. It's the third strike by Israel in Beirut this year. Our top stories, Emerald Park, St. Philip residents in shock over the death of a neighbor, a prison officer who was allegedly murdered by her husband, who then attempted to take his life. The family of a missing woman fearing the worst more than a month after her disappearance and hoping someone is held accountable for what they believe transpired. About 40 DLP members, including Undine Whitaker, reportedly signed a mass resignation letter. Government's new Advisory Council on Citizen Security has its first meeting at Elara Court this morning, as one of the members praises the initiative but says it's time for action, not just more talk. And 8 killed as Israel targets Hezbollah figures in Lebanon. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.